A world first space observatory to track space traffic has opened in the Murraylands using FM radio waves. Silentium Defence is tracking objects orbiting the Earth up to 10,000 k's into the sky. It's in Brownlow on the edge of the internationally renowned Dark Sky Reserve. CEO of Silentium Defence, James Palmer, says it's an ideal spot for both stargazing and for his line of work, which is preventing collisions between satellites and other objects in space.
We have some fantastic viewing of the sky in South Australia, and particularly in the regional areas where light pollution is really low. And so I think for the astronomers out there who want to look at all the distant stars and galaxies, that's awesome. But that's also a real advantage for looking at objects that are traipsing around the Earth in the low Earth orbits and geosynchronous orbits.
Joining me now to discuss this and other news in the region is Mid-Murray Mayor Dave Burgess. Hi, Mayor.
Good morning, Jenny. Nice day.
Yeah, it's beautiful out there, and it's marvellous to hear the global recognition we're getting for the Dark Sky Reserve and how it's being put to good use in various ways.
Oh, look, it's great to see a company like Silentium come together in South Australia and find a nice spot in Mid-Murray to set up this array of tracking equipment. Quite amazing to see what's out there, and a beautiful bit of our country. And amazing what they do, part of this space industry that we'll be part of.
Yeah, it's really booming in South Australia at the moment. There's a lot of investment from the state government. But you're also investing in the Dark Sky Reserve because it is a real tourism hotspot, not necessarily what Silentium Defence are doing, but for stargazing, right?
Very much so. We certainly a bit of a surprise to be able to attract someone like Silentium. That's a bit more of a bonus for our dark sky, but we also have our own tourism strategy that we're working on. We've set up a astro-tourism strategy that will work out on developing a master plan for our area and how to get people involved in such a wonderful thing that we often take for granted.
Yeah, so you're looking at potentially having more another observatory and maybe things that people can come and do when they look to the sky in one of the best places in the world to do so?
It's been proven to be the best place in Australia. So given the status of a dark sky, International Dark Sky Reserve, we have put out some concrete pads across the district with a north-south line. So early days, people can bring their telescopes and set up and spend an evening looking at our stars and Milky Way. And in the future, we would hope to have a major observatory come to the area or seek funding for that and make it into the industry it should be.
Mm. So how can you find it? It's sort of like through Swan Reach, is that right?
It's about 3,000 square kilometres, so from around Canberra, Swan Reach, out towards Brownlow is a massive area. So there's a number of spots within that. You know, you've got your Walker Flats, you've got your Neil Doddy's, Big Bend Lookout is a great spot to see it. So there's a number of spots there you can find on the website. Meldanda is a little spot where people, I believe, can camp and have a look. And Shell Hill is another spectacular spot that's quite dark and you can capture a good view from out there.
Mm. So does the council have to sort of actively work to ensure there isn't too much light pollution?
This is our biggest challenge. So we need to encourage people to put in lights that reflect down on the ground where they want the light, not just put in a light that reflects light everywhere, which is usually upwards. Our other challenge is with dip tie when they're doing road lighting, which we appreciate for our safety. But if we could have an extra guard on their lights that was a bit wider so it directed the light down, because there's a lot of light spill that goes up and that affects what we have. So we need that not just in the reserve, we also need the buffer around the reserve.
Mm. Yeah, right. Well, that would be very tricky, but I think it makes sense to make the effort.
I'll be working with the department, so we'll get there eventually. It's just everyone's learning what this means to the state. And if we now are attracting someone like Silentium to set up in a reserve because it boosts their business, I think we all need to be mindful of how we make this work best for everyone. Mm. There is another gentleman at Swan Reach that's opening up little observatories that you can hire. So anywhere in the world, you can send over your telescope. he'll set it up for you. And no matter where you are, you can sit in your lounge room and remotely control your telescope and watch the stars over Swan Reach.
Yeah, I've had him on the program. It just sounds brilliant. What's the significance of this defence contract, though? What do you reckon for the region?
I think it'll be pretty significant. Time will tell. It's all kind of new industry to us out here. I guess defence have been working on it for a long time. But for them to be able to track, I heard yesterday the mini system of Silentium can track 400 k's over the horizon. So imagine what the big ones are doing. They're tracking satellites and planes and everything that's up there. Looking on their screen yesterday, the things that fly over the satellites and the planes are all tagged with a number or a name, so they know exactly whose satellites are flying where and in what direction, and making sure they don't hit each other, I guess.
Yeah, that's pretty important work. Yes. With me at the moment is the Mayor of the Mid-Murray Council. It's Dave Burgess. Now, the Manon Pool is open this weekend. Glad to hear you're able to recruit some lifeguards in time for the hot weather.
We're more than happy we've been able to recruit. It was quite an effort to get people involved, but some people have stepped up for us. So fantastic. All we need is get above 25 degrees now and then we can use them.
Well, it's looking good for this weekend. So every day that it's 25 degrees or above in Cambrai and Manham, is that right? You'll be open in the Arvo?
Every day, yes, from 3:30 to 7:30, 7 days a week when we hit that temperature mark. So encourage people to get out and enjoy the pools. Not only are they good for recreation and socialising, it's a good start for the youngsters or all of us to refresh our water safety skills.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yes.
Yeah. We live on a river and we sometimes take it for granted, so it's a good chance to say to the young ones, don't forget your life jackets, and even us old ones that sometimes jump in a boat and think they don't need a life jacket.
And I was interested to hear the reason it's been a bit of a challenge for some councils like your own to get lifeguards this season was that there was a legislative change.
Apparently from 16 to 18 years of age, so I guess that makes people adult age that are supervising. But the advantage of the 16-year-olds, who are still quite mature people, was it was a bit of holiday money for them in between their school breaks. But now that's obviously all changed.
Yeah. Well, I suppose the lifeguards that you had last year will be able to join in again next year, maybe. So that's good.
Hopefully we can grow that pool. Mm. Between Murray Bridge, Manham and Cambrai, if we had a pool of people that were available, I think it would be very handy.
Mid-Murray Mayor Dave Burgess is with me. Little Corella numbers are creeping back into the Murraylands. Is this something that concerns you?
It concerns me and it concerns our community immensely. It's everything from destroying people's crops out there that are trying to make an income to disruptive days of massive flocks of birds. And even when we have a car show on our reserves in Manham, we have a problem that the Corella is doing their business when you've got all these nice, shiny cars. So,
oh, dear.
Yes, not pretty. So we think we can get a little bit done with what we've partnered with our communities, but we would like to see a statewide approach. Every council, 68 councils in Australia, complain about little Corellas. I think it's time that we had a coordinated approach led by the state government so we could actually reduce some of the numbers. They're an abundant species. They need to be kept in check. We all like our environment, but our environment needs to be balanced.
Now, this is something that the government did look into, but it kind of went quiet after they did a report.
Yes, they were going to look at all abundant species, and Corellas, little Corellas being one of the main ones. I'm not sure where they're sitting at. It would be good for the minister to give us an update as a local government sector across the state and what programs might be available. It's easy to say local government can go out and do it, but if it's not coordinated, we're just shifting the problem from A to B to C to D.
Yeah, so, I mean, I understand there is a little bit of investment from your council in Swan Reach from Monday. Do you know much about what's planned?
We will have people out there. There is a number of ways of doing it. It will, one, include firearms, but there's high pressure water sprays that they use to move them on, drones to scare them and move them on, but that's just moving them to another situation. Well, it might help the people producing the almonds get their crop off and make their money to pay their workers and keep their business going. It doesn't actually reduce the number of birds.
Yeah, right. And I believe Murray Bridge is looking at all sorts of different methods as well, including culling, but also in the paper today, creating a sacrificial site to lure them to. What do you think about this idea?
I think that's a great strategy because you can encourage them to go out the back of somewhere, get them there, trap them and deal with them humanely in reducing the numbers.
All right, well, watch this space, hey?
We certainly will, Jenny. Yes. A few less squeaks and squirts in the morning will be quite nice.
Absolutely. Any plans for the silly season, Mayor Burgess?
I'm going to take a little bit of break over Christmas and New Year, but I think the people in Manham will be just up here enjoying themselves, and all our river people will be out there on their boats having a great time. I wish them all a Merry Christmas and a safe New Year. And let's keep our families safe. Let's all get back here next year for another good time.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, the Sounds by the River in March. So that'll be a wonderful little crowd drawer for the community.
That will. That's a great event. So we're always happy to have that. And I think in March we've also got the Murray Bridge Car Club celebrating their 50 years in Manham. So that'll be another great event that you might want to cover down the track.
Sounds good to me. Hey, thanks so much for your time. Have a lovely Christmas.
Pleasure, Jenny. Thank you. Appreciate it. All the best to you and your family.